Welcome to Hearts of Caregiving, nurturing the souls of caregivers. This podcast focuses on supporting and empowering caregivers who selfishly dedicate their time and energy caring for others. Whether you're a professional caregiver or supporting a loved one, we offer a sanctuary for inspiration, self-care tips, and a reminder that you're not alone on your journey. Hosted by Velda Brennison, Janine Marbury Bryant, and Mary C. Hartfield. Tune in every Wednesday as we explore the profound impact of caregiving and discover the power of nurturing your own heart along the way.
Welcome back to the Hearts of Caregiving. You know, we're here to kick off 2024, and we want to do it with fresh intentions and navigate the uncharted waters of another year in our caregiving journey. So today's podcast is about setting sail for 2024. So charting your caregiver's intentions. And we're going to talk about, when we talk about intentions, and we're kind of using a sailing theme and navigating here. So I want to welcome, I'm Mary C. Hartfield, one of your hosts, and our co-host, Velda. Hey, Velda, how are you?
Mary, how you doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Janine, our other co-host, she's still enjoying the new year, so she'll be back next Wednesday when we drop another episode, but we're glad to be here today. So first of all, so when you listen to this podcast, before we set sail, I want you to gather some supplies, your journal, maybe your markers, some pictures or whatever. And you can do all of this later and listen to the podcast again. But we really want you to map out your course for 2024. So we're going to be discussing setting intentions for a more mindful and powerful caregiver's experience in the year ahead. So before we get started, did you set New Year resolutions, Velda?
Mary, I have to tell you, once upon a time, I actually thought that's what everyone was supposed to do. Start the year with New Year resolutions. It sounded good, but I guess about time I got to February or March, I realized that those resolutions, we won't even talk about the weight loss ones or any of those others, but seemed like suddenly they didn't exist anymore. That doesn't mean that I didn't have goals for the year or things that I had planned for the year, but it was something about resolution that somehow got resolved or got lost. You know, somewhere between February and, you know, and March. So to answer your question, I don't do resolutions anymore.
I don't either. I still remember me signing, you know, Planet Fitness always splash these deals across the TV screen.
Right.
I thought, let me go sign up. It's free to sign up. It's only $10 a month. Ask me how many times I went.
I tell you, it's
zero.
It's so funny because I am so sure that there's so many people that are listening to this podcast right now that is nodding their head in agreement, knowing what it's like to say, yes, I'm doing this resolution. Yes, I'm starting this. And knowing the truth is, for most of us, about time we get to February or March, it doesn't exist anymore. So the question is, what is it that we're doing so that we're not, I guess, stressing ourselves out and feeling like it's something that we can kind of keep sailing on?
Yes, yes.
So the end of the year.
Right. So think about it. It's like we have a map. When you're going sailing, you have a map, you have a compass that you have. And then, you know, part of it is now in the olden days, if we were traveling, we would actually have a physical map trying to guide us which highway to take, which, you know, you would have directions written down. You know, we would go to AAA and they would have it all scratched out for us. So imagine that if you, you know, if you're older and you have a map now, of course, everyone uses Waze or Google Maps for that. But on our caregiving journal, we kind of got to make a map of what we're going to do for 2021. And it's kind of, we're going to be intentional about it when we make these goals and these commitments, intentionally about doing it. So we kind of, to be more healthier, for instance, we say we're going to be healthier. We're not just going to say be healthier. We're going to spend more time with loved ones. And we're going to go about doing that. So we're going to give clear directions and can easily dissolve intentional commitments are like anchors. They're rooted in your values and resonate with your heart. You know, they're specific, they're actionable, and infused with meaning. So let's give some examples here. So I talked throughout earlier about being healthier. So your Be Healthier goal would become go for a 20-minute walk 3 times a week with my loved one, enjoying nature and their company. See how more specific that is, Velda, than rather than say, I'm going to get healthier.
Yeah, it does make a difference. You know, it definitely makes a difference. And again, you know, when you talk about, you know, setting sail, and I'm not sure how many people have actually gone on a cruise or, you know, actually have done anything like that. But the nice thing about it is that most people will talk about how much they really do enjoy a cruise.
Right.
You know. And when you think about the cruise, the whole idea of it is to know that, yes, there are certain things that you've brought with you. But I think the most important part is the mindset.
Yes.
Exactly. I have a mindset that this is going to be a journey that I am going to navigate, you know, in a way that is going to be okay for me. And anyone else that's a part of the, you know, the journey. So like you said, navigating to know like, hey, there is going to be a time for this. And there's going to be a time for that, whether it's walking, whether it's having some type of relaxing. And I know that for some people, they know that's what's needed. And then I know that there's some that may even say, but how am I going to actually do that? How am I going to fulfill, you know, those experiences, you know, so that I know that it's really, you know, working. And I think a part of that is knowing that, hey, guess what? We're not going to have things that's so hard to meet, if you will. You know, we know the importance of being, you know, flexible with our goals and intentions, and knowing that, hey, we want to be able to have a chart, like you said, Mary. You have a chart that we know that, hey, it actually works.
Yeah. So part of that is, yeah, part of that is time blocked. And so when you say, I'm going to walk 20 minutes 3 times a week, that means you're going to take out your calendar and you're going to put it down when you're going to walk 3 times a week for 20 minutes. So it's in your calendar. And what I like about putting it in my calendar, and I call it is time blocking, is when someone like Velda calls and say, hey, what you doing? Can we talk at this so-and-so time? I would go to my calendar and I would just say, no, you know what? I'm not available. I have another appointment. Now that appointment may be my 20-minute walk, but yet I'm intentional about keeping that walk. And I would say, Velda, I have this time available to do something. So that way, when it's in your calendar, it's blocked off and you're intentionally going to do it. And you're not going to allow anyone else to come in and block that time for you.
Mary, I think you just raised something that's really important there as far as looking at having a real purpose and respect for what it is that you've set aside. You know, if you know that as a caregiver, we're talking about also self-care, you know, and if you know like, hey, I have to be able to, just for my own mindset, just for myself, I need to be able to get out. And and maybe even it's something that you're doing with a loved one.
Yes.
You know, making sure that they're able to, you know, to get out also. And like you said, not getting distracted because, you know, someone is calling on the phone or someone is doing this and that. But again, knowing that it's a part of your schedule. Yeah. And just like, you know, if you have a doctor's appointment, you know that that doctor's appointment, you have to be there, you know, at this certain day and at this certain time. So So again, you want to make sure that it's blocked out and respected, you know, in a certain way.
Yeah, that's good. And I like that you brought up about, because you're a caregiver and caring someone, especially if it's a spouse or a close loved one or aunt, taking out and doing it together, you know, and part of that may be, I'm a visual person. So you'll see in my office that I have calendars here and times are blocked off on it. I have also, because I'm creative, I also have a whiteboard that I'm writing things on and schedule. I use different colors for different things. So you can do all of that. You know, get a board where both of you can see what's going on today, that your person that you care and give, they can say, oh, you know, this is what we're doing at 4 o'clock. We're taking a 20-minute walk. You know, we're getting up in the morning. You know, we're doing certain things, that we're doing our breathing exercise, or we have a treatment. So it's nice to do that up front. So what are some of the things, are kind of guiding questions as you're trying to develop these intentions that you have, Valda?
Well, you know what, when you talk about that, and again, we're talking about priority.
Right.
You know, what is really important? What is it that I know I really want to accomplish? What is it that I know I really want to, you know, achieve? And that's the reason why when we talk about having a, you know, a calendar or, you know, having a board, you know, I've heard people say like, well, even with that, things may not always go according to plan. But more people will say that generally it'll go more according to plans if you do have that visual board.
Yes.
You know, because it gives you something to look at. You know, something when we talk about how to chart our course.
Mm-hmm. You know?
So again, and it's a reminder that everything doesn't have to be done at one time, you know, because again, it is a voyage, you know, it's a voyage, it's a journey, it's mm-hmm. a destination. So the question is, what is it that we're doing to make sure that all those things are taken care of? And we don't have to feel so overwhelmed, because that's the big thing that you also hear so many people talk about, you know, feeling overwhelmed and not feeling like I really have time, you know, for this or that. So if we talk about how to plan our work and how to work our plan, that visual board will definitely allow us to look at what is it that I want to do and when do I want to get it done.
Right.
So it makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
How have you really found it, you know, to work for you, Mary? And I know you've been doing it longer.
You know, part of it is kind of like last year, I usually start in October reflecting on my whole year.
Mm.
You know, what went right, what went wrong, looking at my financially, what went right when I go, did I meet all my target goals? But part of it is like, you know, really looking at what brought me joy and comfort in the past year as a caregiver. What brought me joy? What brought me comfort? You know, I know the comfort part was when my husband was alive, we would go out and intentionally, you know, it took a little bit to him to go out to a restaurant, but we would plan it ahead of time. You know, this day, if we needed my son to go with us to help with his dad, then we would set up, schedule it with him. We want to go out to a restaurant. We would plan it out for we could do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and that brought, so it brought joy and comfort to us. It brought to him that he was getting out of the house instead of being in the house every single day. So part of that, looking at what joy and comfort did we have in the past year when you start talking about when you want to plan out the new year.
And I think something else that you said that's really important is that it allows you to have something to look forward to.
Yes, yes.
And that is so important because, you know, sometimes depending upon what's going on, people can fall into a state of depression,
mm-hmm.
you know, or a feeling that, you know, I have nothing to look forward to.
Yes.
You know, there's nothing for me to do. But if you know that you've got this vision board or you got this calendar, it's like, well, guess what? we've got this going on to look forward to on this particular day or this particular time. You know, so again, being able to, when you say set sail, and to know like, hey, there may be some little rough waters that we have to go through sometimes, but there can also be areas of smooth sailing.
Yes, you know? Yes.
And that smooth sailing means that, hey, we're able to plot our course. You know, we're able to navigate in a certain way that really will allow us to feel like I'm accomplishing some of those things that's not only important to me, but for the person that I'm caring for.
Yeah, that's good. Because, you know, I wish when if Janine was here, she would talk about how she planned out the trip. Mm. You know, her husband was on dialysis, but they have cruises where they have so many rooms that are particular for kidney patients. Mm. That's why, you know, when you have, depending on what disease or what your care, who you're caring for, deal with, go on those association website, look up information, because they did have cruises. And what was nice is, even though her husband passed away, they still went on the cruise. And she talked about it, I think maybe before Christmas, about what they did in memory of her husband while they were on that cruise. So plan a trip if you can, or plan an outing if you can. But really, you just got to focus on some of those small attainable goals that you can do and be intentional about it. Don't be overwhelmed about it. And I think you said prioritize manageable steps that lead to you accomplishing goals. And also don't forget, anytime you accomplish a goal, I give myself a reward. Yeah. So don't forget about the rewards for it. And that's really self-care, right, Valda?
Exactly. You know, and when you talk about some of those, you know, rewards, I mean, you know, for some people, a reward may be just the idea of being able to have a bubble bath, if you will, you know, with music on. You know, just being able to lay back and relax. I know some people say, like, what's really great is knowing that you can go for a massage or a pedicure. You know, just how to pamper yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, a little bit, to know, like, hey, this is for me. You know, this is something that I'm doing for myself. And imagine if the person that you're caring for can also get out. You know, it's really interesting because my aunt, she has learned how to really appreciate a good foot rub.
Mm, you know? Yeah.
And again, when you think about how often we're on our feet and just the care of our feet, to know that we can have someone to just come in and to massage it, or to just have it in warm water. You know, things that may sound so small to someone else, but it can actually be a big deal.
Yes.
For a caregiver, you know, right, as well as the person that they're caring for.
I like that about the foot massage, because when I'm caring for somebody, I can bring it in for both of us. So we're relaxed.
Exactly.
We get out, we both can go get pedicures or manicures or whatever. So that's nice.
A lot.
Yeah. And plan it on the calendar, just like you plan appointments. Plan what you're intentionally going to do on the calendar. That's good. So, you know, as we're leading to closing this episode, you know, don't underestimate the power of setting intentions. You know, choosing what you want to cultivate in 2024. Like maybe it's patience. I know me, I always had to cultivate patience. And then that joy, and it, you know, and it's not really about wishful thinking, about you're intentionally saying, I want to do this. So we want you to do that in 2024 about setting your intentions. So part of it is just taking the time and charting the course that you want to do. And then as we close, what's the some things we do to encourage them?
Well, you know, I just want to say a special, just heartfelt thanks. Thanks to all of you remarkable caregivers who are joining us on this journey, because each of you have a unique sea, if you will, that you have to look at how to navigate. And we talk about navigating, the question also becomes, you know, who's a part of your crew? How are you setting sail? Mm-hmm. You know, what is it that you're using as your compass? And remember that, you know, there is a lighthouse. You know, there is hope. There is ways for us to be able to deal with what we call some of these rough seas and look at how to make them more calm. So again, it's such an appreciation and a reminder that, you know, so many of us are on this journey, but the great part about being here is a reminder that you're not on the journey alone.
Yeah, you're right, Velda. You're not. We're here to support you, provide resources. I know that coming up this month, we're going to talk about resources that you can use, courses for self-care, other resources that are available out to you as caregiver. Please check out our Facebook page like that, because we have tools and resources there that you can use. And also, don't forget, every Wednesday, we drop a new episode. So come back to our website, heartsofcaregiving.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Remember, you're not alone. We're there to support you. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Hearts of Caregiving. You can find us on our Facebook page, Hearts of Caregiving. Be sure to subscribe, like, and share. Until next time, take care.